WeTransmitLive.com.
Cold outside, but by golly, it's warm when you saddle up next to the radio, folks. Whether you're doing that out on the ranch, whether you're doing that at home, whether you're doing that in the city, whether you're doing that in the vehicle, the truck, wherever you're at, the car, hey, we're glad you're here. Hi, everybody. Scott, I'm Scott Hinnon.
Scott, today's balmy, actually. Last night was a little chilly, considering I was driving back from the Energy Matters program, and the K-Fire truck decided to lose its transmission. And I had to walk 2.5 miles to Jamestown. That was fun. So,
wow, you've had your fair share.
I have.
Sure, you sure it isn't the operator?
No, 2 weeks in a row. twice in a week. At first, the starter goes out on one of the station vehicles, and then,
So you think it's balmy compared to what it has been? Listen to this.
Compared to last night.
Yeah, Bismarck 15 below. At this very hour, Valley City 15 below, Devil's Lake 15 below, Jamestown 14 below, Grand Forks minus 14, Fargo 17, Minot 13 below, Tioga 17 below, Stanley 15 below, Dickinson minus 7, Sydney, Montana 13 below, Mobridge 12 below, Aberdeen 18 below, Watertown 12 below, Fergus Falls 20 below.
And so
Beaver Falls takes the cake at 24 degrees below zero up there in beautiful Tennessee County, Minnesota.
So, Scott, let me ask you a question. How's that global warming working out for you?
Ask
considering we just set a new record as well yesterday, a brand new all-time low down in the Antarctic, 138 below zero actual temperature, or actually it was 138.5 actual temperature. That global warming thing is beautiful, isn't it?
It is. Hey, folks, welcome to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Welcome your phone calls, questions, and comments today. By the way, normally Wednesday we do in the 10 o'clock hour do our talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Because of the congressional schedule today, that is actually happening tomorrow now, so it will not happen today, but tomorrow. On the program today, later this hour, we're going to talk with the chief of the North Dakota Department of Health, their environmental health section. They have a new website now. Which was a result of that oil spill that made international news. You almost get instantaneous updates now on even the tiniest of oil spills on a new website. We'll find out about that. North Dakota Farm Bureau is proceeding with their initiated measure to reform property taxes, even after Governor Dalrymple's decision to create a task force to tackle the issue. They're proceeding with that. We're going to talk with the Farm Bureau's chief of a public policy today on the program, and lots of open phone times. Minot, folks, I want to hear from you today. We'd love to know what you think about the fact that the $125 million school bond question did not pass last night. It needs 60% majority, these do, to pass, and it didn't even quite get 50%. It was about a 50-50 vote, but I think the big story is a very small turnout last night. You know, so you really had a... You had, you know, there's about 7,000 students in the Minot school system, and there were about 9,000 votes last night. Actually, about 80, you know, not even 9,000 votes. So think about that. I don't think that bodes well for, number one, the political process. Number two, obviously, the proponents of the additional infrastructure needed for Minot school didn't make the case to the voters, didn't even get folks to the polls. So that's kind of a disappointment, but love your reaction about that, whether you're from Minot or...
Are you a little shocked by that? I thought there would be a little bit more of a turnout and passion one way or the other. And we were talking with Mark a little bit earlier this morning, and he brought up a great point. I got to thinking about this, and I don't think the Minot School Board made their case enough. We're so inundated with media. Are we back to the point where you got to have that face-to-face interaction to get your point across for a political issue now? You know, that door-to-door campaigning?
These have passed, but you got to make the case. You got to go out there and make the case, and they did not. I know the debate that we hosted between folks on both sides of that issue a few weeks back at the Sleep Inn in Minot. You know, the more compelling argument was certainly from Bob Hale and others that had really crunched a lot of numbers versus the hey, the schools are bursting at the seams, we need more. It didn't seem like a compelling argument to me, and obviously the voters of Minot agreed. Have you seen this little back and forth going on between South and North Dakota over, you know, there's a little bit of a sandbox battle going on who's a bigger deal. And it's being called by the Associated Press, at least it's reporting on it, a good-natured sparring over whether North or South Dakota is better off. But I'm not so sure this is good-natured. We'll let our listeners decide. But here's what South Dakota is saying about North Dakota. Dusty Johnson, chief of staff for the governor there, Dennis Dugard, said North Dakota's got liquor stores that are bursting at the seams. We'd much rather have schools that are bursting at the seams. He said they've been joking about putting up billboards in North Dakota saying, today you've got a job, come to South Dakota and get a life. Now, Andy Peterson.
Does that remind you of anything, speaking of Andy Peterson?
It does. The our billboards, right? The,
well, yeah,
the North Dakota
exactly.
Billboards being open for business. Yeah. So
yeah. And I was good with those. So I guess I'm good with what South Dakota's doing.
Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce CEO Andy Peterson is quoted in the story, and here was his comeback: "We'd much rather have our problems of having a hard time to find a place to live, and property values going up, than the staid, steady environment he has down there in Governor Dugard. We'll take our problems above his problems any day." And he also went on to say, "We don't have Mount Rushmore, but we've got a lot of things going for us." See, I think Andy's getting, I think he's kind of taking a few uppercuts here. I think we need to step up our rhetoric a little bit against South Dakota here.
Andy needs a bigger pillow.
They're coming with fighting words here, and we're kind of soft pedaling.
Andy needs a much larger pillow and throw a few rocks in that pillow as well.
He did suggest that South Dakota must be jealous of North Dakota's best in the nation unemployment rate, near billion-dollar state surplus, and booming job growth. So
I will say this, though, and I've done some work with Rapid City and the Belle Fourche area and Spearfish because of what's going on in the oil patch. They're trying to poise themselves and set themselves up to be a bedroom community for work in the oil patch. And this does go back to that school district issue with, in Minot, with the bond issue, because we're not getting the growth in the oil patch as far as families moving in. The Williston's and the Watford City's not as much, and the Dickinson's, because people aren't moving their families into those areas. They're working in those areas, but they're not moving the families into those areas. A lot of that falls back onto Bismarck Mandan, unfortunately, where I happen to live, so it makes the housing crunch a little bit tighter. Minot is dealing with some of that right now as well. I was hoping this school bond issue would go through just for the simple fact that it would attract more families into the Minot area, take some of the pressure off of Bismarck Mandan. But now you've got the South Dakota contingency that's going, hey, wait a minute, you can still have affordable houses. You can still have some great educational opportunities. Move your family down here. Go work in the oil patch in North Dakota, but move your family here. And when you look at the extrapolation from a distance standpoint, you know, look how many people are living in a Grand Forks and commuting back and forth to the oil patch. It's not much further to head down to Rapid City. So
I think we need to,
From a commute standpoint, it's not that much further from going to Grand Forks, so it does make sense. And they do have some advantages that we do not. Now, that being said, I would rather have the financial wherewithal to be able to deal with our issues rather than beg for scraps and crumbs like South Dakota is going to wind up doing.
Who's a bigger deal, South Dakota or North Dakota? You can weigh in on this debate. Also, a big
one. Maybe warmer in South Dakota right now, though.
Not really. All right, let's get Tom and Bismarck in here. Tom, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good show.
Good morning.
There's a couple of things on my mind, and then there's a couple of questions that I want to put out over the airwaves and have people think about. One thing's on my mind is, I think the people are getting smarter. I would like to think the people, the public, the general public, are getting smarter, especially on this voting thing, because, you know, even though they tell you your vote counts, everybody needs to really, really look at the situation and does your vote count? Maybe they are. The next thing is, you know, has anybody ever heard of the word Fukushima? Well, everybody needs to get real about it, because I said that word to a librarian and she said, really, I've never heard that word before. And I said, geez, did you ever hear of Hiroshima and Nagasaki? And she said, yes. And I said, well, did you ever hear of Chernobyl? And she said, yes. And the third point here is, you know, everyone needs to go to the Fukushima website and look and see which way that radioactive cloud is coming in the air. We're not going to get anything by sea, but everybody look and needs to see which is coming by air, because cancer in everybody's children and their thyroids and everything else is not going to be a pretty sight. And America needs to wake up. There is one group of people. There is one group of people that can stop that and could have stopped that from the beginning. And everybody needs to remember Chernobyl.
Tom, we're up against the break. Thanks for weighing in this morning. Brian, you're up next in Jamestown. This is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Tis the season for the Christmas sale at Max. With our extended hours, savings are easy. Get a lithium cordless grill, just $28.99. Grab a 10-pack of glass bottled root beer for just $10.99. Pick up a 68-piece screwdriver set for just $39.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, and we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Just in time for the holidays, it's Zimmerman's Factory Savings Event. Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. It's a perfect time to take advantage of huge savings with instant rebates up to $1,000 and no interest up to 24 months.
Quality, value, selection, experienced, and knowledgeable people. It's all here at Zimmerman's.
We invite you to come in and see for yourself.
We know you'll be pleased.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Note to self, we're due for Christmas music. Chris, top of your to-do list today is to transition us into the Christmas cheer here as we count down to Christmas. What do you think, Steve? We ready for Christmas bumpers? I'm thinking that...
I don't know. It's everywhere already.
Come on. Get into it. Don't you want a little Feliz Navidad here?
The week before Christmas. Not this week, next week.
Oh, you're a bah humbug.
No,
What's
I'm
on
not.
Your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, Go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind, Brian in Jamestown?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, this Yahoo in South Dakota, I mean, oh, they're opening up liquor stores. We're opening up schools. I've driven down the main drag in Aberdeen, and on every block there's a casino and a payday loan place. So I think we've all got our fair share of problems, whether it's gambling or alcohol or whatnot. But the thing we need to remember is we're all Vikings fans, right?
Here's a question I have for the folks in South Dakota. Name me the communities the size of Ray, North Dakota, that have had the level of the school expansion that has gone on there. Name, in other words, city for city. Let's go through. Look at. I think Ray, North Dakota, is a prime example. I mean, a small town, Highway 2, and look at their school infrastructure. Compare that with the similar size. In other words, no state in the union is adding schools in the size communities that are being added. Like North Dakota and the additional infrastructure.
Brian, you bring up a great point, too. I always look at the health of a community financially and how the business climate is by looking at the number of payday loan places. Those businesses pop up for a reason. It means because people are strapped and have no place else to turn. The more payday loan places you have, the worse your economy is.
Definitely, and kudos to North Dakota for doing what they are doing. And, maybe South Dakota should emulate some of what we're doing. I know they don't have the oil opportunities, not everything that North Dakota has, but I think our state legislators and everybody's doing a really good job with the money we got in our state. And, I think they're just jealous. So, well, let's do it.
Could they do better? I think we could do a little bit better, but it's a lot of infrastructure needs and a lot of money to dole out to the right places. And yes, they're doing a good job, but yes, I think it could be done a little bit better. Brian, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also, if you'd like to weigh in off air, 855-217-76, just press 1, and we'll get to your questions. We had an off-air call come in during the break.
Quick comment. President Obama shook Raul Castro's hand. It indicates a softening of relations with Cuba, maybe lessening the restrictions we have with Cuba. He's looking for more legacy issues. He's in a bad shape right now with Obamacare and the Middle East. That's all.
This, by the way, is causing quite a that in a selfie. He took a selfie with some
I'm
of the
more concerned about the selfie. Did you see Michelle Obama? She did not look happy about the quote-unquote selfie picture that was taken.
Yeah, and some people were making a big deal that there was people speaking at the time he did it, but the whole atmosphere was a little, it wasn't, you know.
That was a wake. There were people dancing in the aisles. They were celebrating his life at the time. So I don't have as much of a problem as that. But I definitely don't have a problem with the handshake. We've got Andy Peterson and a contingency heading to Cuba later this spring. Which is a trip you can get on board with. Just contact the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. I don't see a reason to have these cold relations with Cuba any longer. They're catering, because it's a swing state, the minority in Florida, which are disenfranchised Cubans in South Florida, for votes. Yeah, there's no reason to have these relations with Cuba, with a neighbor we've got 90 miles away. Now, right, when you look at what we do with Syria and Iraq and some of the other countries in the Middle East, why are we screwing with a neighbor that is so close, 90 miles away off our shores?
All right, well, here's some response to that. Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, son of Cuban immigrants, has said if the president was going to shake his hand, he should have asked him about those basic freedoms Mandela was associated with that were denied in Cuba. Sometimes a handshake is just a handshake, but when the leader of the free world shakes the bloody hand of a ruthless dictator like Raul Castro, it becomes a propaganda coup for the tyrant. Raul Castro uses the hand to sign orders to oppress and jail democracy activists. It's nauseating and disheartening.
And how long were we in bed with Manuel Noriega?
Was
there a more ruthless dictator? No. Gee, I
think we're talking about two different things here, though. You're talking about
we're talking about human rights. Going back to the human rights side of this, to me, there's no difference. We were in bed with Manuel Noriega, who was a horrible dictator. But, oh, gee, it was in our best interest. You know what? It's in the best interest of the Cuban people that are actually still living in Cuba if we loosened up relations with a country we've got 90 miles off our shore.
All right, although here's my point on saying we're talking about two different issues here, and I'll let the listeners decide on this and whether it's a big deal or not. I don't, by the way, the handshake, it sort of looks like Raul Castro come up to him and probably was looking to use it, and Obama gives him that. You know, so I don't know. I think there's so many bigger issues on who he's shaking hands with, which funerals he decides to attend, all of those things. And by the way, they all tell us a little bit of something about him, but it's stuff we already know. I mean, the fact that he gets rid of Winston Churchill's bust and doesn't go to Maggie Thatcher's funeral, but does go to Nelson Mandela tells you all you need to know. But we knew all that already about the guy. So I don't need any further evidence of what his worldview is and what his, and I think I'd rather, you know, be concerned about issues that really make a difference. We had a caller earlier on a different program say, you know, why didn't he come to Minot during the flood? Why isn't he in the North Dakota for other reasons, but going to, you know, I'd rather he be concerned about things here at home than that. But your issue, I think, Steve, is just whether we ought to, you know, go a little further down to relations with Cuba versus the handshake. I'm just saying a lot of folks are questioning the actual handshake, you know, itself. Here's some examples on our Facebook page. Marilyn says, I'm hearing Raul went up to him and shook his hand. David says this really is a non-issue. Catherine says, non-issue, stop making a mountain out of a molehill. It was a funeral. There are times you have to be respectful of others and put other things aside. Jamie says, sure, why not? We shake Putin's hand, why not Castro? And Ted says it was only a greeting between two communist dictators, no problemo. Get that? Chris says he should have kissed him on both cheeks. I believe that's how communists have greeted each other in the past. Leon says, much bigger fish to fry. So anyway, there's some folks weighing in on that to go to the caller's point. Some people are making a big deal out of this. I would be in the we have much bigger fish to fry camp, personally. But your issue is you know, obviously a little bigger than a handshake. It's whether it's time to ultimately open up more.
Oh, I think it is time. It is time to open up those avenues of trade, those avenues of business. And when we've got a 90 miles off our shore, we've got a country that we have thrown the cold shoulder against for far too long. We have a military base there. Wouldn't it be better to have better relations with Cuba instead of this tit-for-tat when we get in bed with dictators around the globe that aren't nearly as bad as catering to a segment of a voting population in South Florida just for the sake of a swing vote? To me, it comes down to that, and I have a big problem with that. Who's losing? We are. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hanna.
Call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back guaranteed. No questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE. Fake TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Chili, but hey, we're a hearty people. We can handle it.
But a bowl of chili sounds good right now, actually.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm getting kind of hungry. Good way to take on a cold day is a little bowl of chili there. Cup of soup somewhere. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, we are rolling on a Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind. By the way, talk radio town hall normally happens on Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer. It is actually happening tomorrow now because of a schedule change in Washington. So, just wanted to give you that little programming note. Next hour, we will be actually chatting with North Dakota Farm Bureau about some property tax reform questions that will be before voters in an initiated measure that they're undertaking. And Congressman Cramer will join us tomorrow on the program.
And you can always leave a question for Congressman Cramer as well, 855-217-76. Just press 1 because we always run out of time. That's a good way to get your questions in early.
Exactly right. And we actually have a question already that came in for him that we'll save for tomorrow that has to do with his new budget deal that's been crafted. Remember, the showdown earlier this year led to a new deadline date of December, and now they have a deal on that to fund a budget through 2014. So we'll get a chance to hear from Congressman Cramer on that tomorrow. So anyway, looking forward to that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Now time to welcome a guest from the North Dakota Department of Health, the Environmental Health Section Chief, Dave Glad, is with us. We've had a lot of, concerned folks weigh in after the now infamous oil spill up north of Tioga, one of the biggest ever, that prompted bit of introspection to say, hey, do we have enough information to the public quick enough when there are oil spills? And that prompted the Department of Health to take a look at that and say, you know, how about we put a website up? Well, the website's up, and since we previously told you that it was planned, and now that it's up, we thought we'd get you a bit of an update here, since this obviously was a concern for a lot of our listeners in and out of the oil patch. Dave Glatt joins us now on What's on Your Mind. Dave, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Cold, but hearty. You know, we're toughing it out. How about you?
Yeah, I'm just enjoying everything. It's a good season.
It is. Exactly right. Christmas time. Anyway, Steve and I just had a couple of questions about where we're at with the website, and also welcome others from our listeners at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. First of all, tell us what the chief of the Department of Health Environmental Health Section does. What's your job, Dave?
Well, primary job is to ensure proper implementation of all the environmental protection programs in the state. We do, through agreements with the Environmental Protection Agency, implement a lot of the federal programs at the local level. And that's primarily what we do.
Specific to the oil spill north of Tioga, what did we learn that we weren't doing well enough in the state?
Well, as the oil spill and with the Soro spill, you know, what our first priority is protection of public health and the environment and making sure that that's taken care of at the local level, that folks at the local level, the emergency responders, the sheriffs, the fire departments, the people right adjacent to the spill know what's going on. And that's what we did. What we did find out that there's more interest in these things than just right at the local level. And we kind of took a look at how do we get more information out to people in a more timely manner. What we found out is that when people don't get that information, they have a tendency to fill in the blanks on their own, and sometimes not as factual as we'd like it to be. So that kind of made us think a little bit, is that, you know, what ways can we get this information? The same information we get, how can we get it out into the public? And that's kind of where the website philosophy came about. To be honest, we'd been thinking about this for a long time. Go ahead.
Dave, give us a little walk through the process. How does this information get disseminated? As your department gets this information, tell us how your department gets this information when there's an oil spill, and then how the website's going to get that out in a timely manner to those that aren't filling in the blanks on their own so they actually have the factual information.
Well, anytime a spill occurs, through state law and rule, the responsible party is required to report it. In a timely manner. And we'd like to see it within 24 hours. We do acknowledge that they may be knee-deep in emergency matters, and if they don't get it to us in a written form in 24 hours, we can live with that, but a phone call is required. And that typically goes to the Department of Emergency Services. They get that information, and they disseminate that out to several agencies, the health department being one of them, and local responders. So they're all aware of what's going on the ground at that time. And then we take that information, and we respond to it with our staff, looking at the issues that we typically do, the impact of water, air, and the land.
You mentioned that you've been thinking about doing this for a long time, so it wasn't necessarily for lack of a better term, the chinks in the armor that were exposed from the Tioga system on the length of time before, you know, all the appropriate notifications were out there that prompted this. This is something that's been on the drawing table for a while, Dave?
It had been. You know, we've been getting quite a few Freedom of Information Act requests. All the information is open to the public, but we just didn't have it out in a very accessible form. And so we were getting a lot of requests to our staff, which was taking a fair amount of time to respond to. We had been looking at the idea of putting the information on the website, so when people would call, we'd just direct them to the website, and that would save a lot of staff time. Obviously, that the Soro pipeline break really accelerated that timeline and really pushed us to get this stuff out in a more timely manner.
So did anybody address the spill size yet as far as what we're looking at for spills? Is everything going to be reported on this, or is there going to be a minimum spill size before it does get reported?
From our rules, we do not have a minimum. And the reason for that is that a lot of it depends on what's being spilled and where it's being spilled. You could get a 100-gallon or a 50-barrel spill that has very little impact on the environment. You could get a 10-gallon spill that would have devastating impacts on the surface water body. So we kind of want to have everything reported. Let us know what it is, where it was spilled, and how you cleaned it up. That being said, we do get a lot of reports of 10 gallons of hydraulic fluid, you know, that's from a hydraulic hose that broke, and they cleaned it up right away. We don't have any issues with that, but it's the timely reporting, and everything has to be reported.
Dave, is there a threshold, though, on what should concern us? You know, I understand how much a spill and where the spill happens. Obviously, in the case of the spill at the Jensen farm, enormous amount of oil, but thankfully nowhere near an aquifer, and really, quite lucky that the impacts there after, you know, not for the Jensens, but obviously for the rest of the neighbors and the environment will be minimal once that thing is cleaned up, despite an enormous amount of oil. But is there a general rule of thumb on what concerns you most on a particular level? And, you know, I'm trying to get at it from the standpoint of we've had calls from landowners who say, you know, I want to know. And, you know, I got to know, when should they be concerned?
Well, typically it's where we're really concerned if it has potential to impact waters of the state. If it has a chance to run through a drainage into a stream or into a lake or to get into groundwater, that's where our primary concern is that make sure that anything that's released is cleaned up in a timely manner so that doesn't occur. Obviously, like a 10-gallon hydraulic oil spill that's on the ground and they scoop it up right away and take care of it, that doesn't impact or has a potential to impact waters of the state, and we're really not that concerned about those type of activities. So it would be primarily those that have the potential to impact water quality.
Dave, is this website going to just address oil spills within the oil industry or the industries associated with oil, or is this going to cover, say, there was an agriculture spill, somebody's changing oil in their combine and drops a 55-gallon barrel. Will those be on this website as well, or is this specifically for the oil industry?
Well, the website's broken up into two categories. You have your oil field, and those are primarily reports that come from the oil patch, from well construction, pipeline breaks, those type of things. And then we have a general incident column as well that deals with the agricultural spills, your fertilizers, your pesticides, your traffic accidents. You have a tanker truck that rolls over and spills gasoline. Those are reported in the general. So they'll have access to all the spills that are reported to the department statewide. It's not specifically to the oil patch.
And where is this website? How do folks access it? Tell us a little bit about, how you are going to get the information out about this. Just we're obviously talking about a new resource for people. We want to make sure they know how to access it.
Sure. They just go to our website at ndhealth.gov. And on the first page, they'll see an environmental incident icon. They click on that, and they'll take them right to the website where they'll be able to search on oil field related. And it's broken out into those that are contained basically on the well site and those that are not contained that get off into a drainage. And those are the ones that we have the most concern about. Then it also has one that, and those are primarily reported for the last 12 months. It also has an area where you can go where you can get historically all spills reported back to 1975. If they want to search that far back, they can search by county, by township range, by the type of spill. And the general information of incident form is kind of comprised in the same way where you have the spills in the last 12 months and then spills that go all the way back to 1975.
Dave, how closely have you worked with the governor's office on this? Because I think one of the things everybody was shocked about was the fact that the governor didn't find out until the press release and the rest of us found out. Is that something you're cognizant of to make sure that he gets that information in a more timely manner, or is the governor's office going to have to rely on this website as well?
Now they'll be notified in a more timely manner. We made sure that his staff are part of the same reporting mechanism that we get information from. So when we get notified, they will get notified. And so they will be in the loop. And then if they have questions regarding cleanup or basically response, they have several people they can contact to give them that information. So they've been all, we're kind of tied up the loose ends and making sure everybody's in the loop.
Dave, appreciate the time today. I think it's a good example of just good proactive government. All this information is there for the public to know. It's never been hidden before. You could ask for it and get it, but now you're going a step beyond to say not only is it here, it's always there. So access it any time. So it's a good example of just full disclosure for the public, and they do have a right to know when these things happen. Thankfully, they are rare, and 99.9% of the time cleaned up without any lasting environmental impact. So we're in a good place given the amount of commerce going on. Appreciate your time today. Dave Glatt from the North Dakota Department of Health Environmental Health Section joining us today. Back to your phone calls on the South Dakota Battle and more when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. Four decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620, or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer not joining us today. He'll be with us tomorrow. Coming up at 10:06, North Dakota Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy, Pete Hannabutt, on their decision to move forward with the initiated measure to reform property taxes. I think that weighs into what took place in Minot last night. Minot, of course, losing their bond issue, so no new schools, no growth for the school district in Minot, as they were looking for a $125 million bond issue. This segment of the program of What's on Your Mind brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I bet South Dakota had a North Dakota Petroleum Council doing just that, don't you, Scott?
Yeah. You can't put oil where it's not, as they say. But anyway,
it's my South shot.
South Dakota versus North Dakota. That is the question: North Dakota or South Dakota? And you provide the answer, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know. They're both cold. Janny says North Dakota. The fact that our unemployment is low speaks volumes to me about our work ethic. Just my opinion. Have a nice day. Now, I think Janie could change the world. If everybody ended their little Facebook pithy comments with just my opinion, have a nice day, wouldn't the world be a better place, Steve?
I think. Oh, a kinder, gentler place, Scott.
Very nice. Chances, of course, it's North Dakota. Here's the deal. I think it's obviously this is South Dakota trying to get in the game. They're insanely jealous of the amount of attention that that North Dakota is getting, and so they've got to, you know, they're picking a fight here now. We're responding, and you need to respond, and I think that's good. But I think we got to help Andy Peterson out here a little bit. I think Andy's just being a little too nice. You know, I mean, when they come out with, hey, North Dakota's got liquor stores that are bursting at the seams, we'd much rather have schools that are bursting at the seams. You got to come back. You know, when they say, hey, let's put up some billboards in North Dakota saying, today you've got a job, come to South Dakota and get a life. You got to, I think. Respond in a little stronger fashion than we have here so far. Now, maybe that's the wrong approach, Steve. Maybe that's playing the game and giving them the attention they seek. But I would disagree with the Associated Press characterization of this as good-natured. This is not good-natured. And that's usually what they say. Oh, we're just kind of having a little fun here. No.
No.
The liquor store versus school line is not good-natured fun. I was on the radio a long time ago, Montevideo, Minnesota, KDMA radio, or it might have been KMGM, I forget which era it was down there in Montevideo. But I had Governor Bill Janklow on the air, and I had Governor Rudy Perpich on the air. And both governors at the time of South Dakota, in the case of Janklow, Perpich in Minnesota. And there was a little spar starting there. It's kind of when the 3M stuff was, not 3M, but the Citibank and, you know, the laws were being changed and that was heating up. Mm-hmm. And a lot of jobs were bleeding from Minnesota into South Dakota. And Rudy Perpich said on the air, he said, you know, Rudy was a dentist. I don't know if you remember that, but he was a dentist by trade. So he used this analogy. He said, Scott, South Dakota doesn't even have a dental school. Can you believe that? Maybe they practice on buffalo out there. And, you know, then he laughed. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. Ha, 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 ha. But, you know, I'm not much on the tee-hees. Doug in Jamestown, who's right? What's on your mind? You're next.
Hello. I'm wondering about the program on KFYR radio called Ground Zero. What's up with the hideous noises he plays?
Yeah, that I'm not sure. That's a program that airs late night here on KFYR. Actually, a lot of stations across the country. Originates out of Portland, Oregon, kind of playing into the conspiracy theory side of things. So it's that would be a question for their studios and their programming and on their website.
Well, I mean,
so
you're playing it. KFYR is playing these hideous noises.
You know, help me understand.
It's unbelievable the hideous noises he plays.
So
you're playing it, KFYR. Has removed Coast to Coast AM and has got this guy on playing these hideous noises.
I've never heard the program, so help me out, Doug. When you say hideous noises, what, I mean, it's part of the program that he's like, is it just music you don't like, or is it actually, what's the noise? I don't get it.
Listen to it once. When he goes to commercial, when he comes back from commercial, he plays these, about 3-4 minutes of these hideous noises and
he's got some pretty screwy bumper music.
There you go. That's probably what it is. Either that or it's aliens talking to each other in their speak that we don't understand or something. Anyway, sorry, Doug, we can't help you out better there. Tim in Roscoe, South Dakota. Uh-oh. Now a South Dakota caller. Whose side are you on this one, Tim?
Well, of course, I'm on a South Dakota side. I wouldn't want to live in North Dakota. You got high property taxes, income tax, sales tax. You ain't got nothing to brag about up there. Hey, now, but the thing about these cash and check and gold places, I think the reason there's so many of them here is because South Dakota's interest, I don't think they have much of a law on how high interest rates can be. No, that's what I'm thinking, because that's why our charge card companies are here, too.
Well, they're also a for-profit business. If they're not going to make a profit because the economy is a little bit precarious and causing people to need those services, then they're not going to be there. So they are a for-profit business. And if you go back and look at where the economy is not as healthy as it should be, you wind up seeing a lot of these check-cashing places that do pop up.
I think you're both right, though. I think you're both right. I mean, I think Tim's right in that that's why there's a lot of them down there, because
the laws are conducive to allowing them to charge the exorbitant rates that they do charge. And there's also an element of folks that are having a tough time in the economy that use those. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off. And we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.